times with the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Wheat producers through the Oklahoma Wheat Commission actively support the wheat breeding efforts of the Wheat Improvement Team at Oklahoma State University and wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver. Dr. Carver has a vision of helping wheat producers succeed, not just as grain producers, but also as food crop producers.
Exactly. Yeah, this is the prize food of human civilization. It's what got us started. And that's the way we need to approach it from a plant breeding standpoint. Let's not just think about yield, test weight, and protein. We'll do that. But let's be a little bit more sophisticated and give this food crop the attention it deserves and bring out the best qualities of it. I mean, there's a lot of good qualities in the wheat germ. You get bioactive compounds that help us in our health and nutrition. There's things in the bran. Those are kind of that's the frontier where I think we are approaching, if not in, to address conventional wheat breeding.
Learn more about how the Oklahoma Wheat Commission is working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer at okwheat.org.
Well, with 2020 on the way out, a lot of folks are looking forward to a new year with some new opportunities. Michael Kelsey with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association says they have their winter policy meeting coming up on January the 26th with some really good topics up for discussion.
This is an opportunity for OCA members to gather together and talk about the issues in terms of policy. I think we're going to see some things moving forward. Again, how do we continue to position producers more directly to consumers, as well as how do we shore up protections for our beef supply chain? Those are lessons we've learned from COVID. One thing that, Casey, I think we're going to be looking at, we're going to start working with NCBA. We've already started laying the groundwork for this. We need to quantify on a national level the expansion that we're seeing in beef packing on the local, the small, and regional basis. We all know that 80 to 85% of the fat kill, the fed animal kill, beef animal kill is controlled by four packers. But and we're probably not going to build a major packing plant anytime soon. It's too expensive, the labor, the environmental issues, and so forth. But if we're seeing across the country, like what we're seeing in Oklahoma in terms of the advancement and the building of small and weekly regional type processors, if you add all that up on a national basis, we may actually add a significant amount of packing capacity. We need to know that. We need to know as best we can what that number is, because then that will help us in marketing our cattle. So I look for some discussion at that. About that issue at our policy meeting, as well as we're already beginning work with NCBA to try to quantify some of that. No shortage of issues that we're going to be working on and some policy making decisions that we'll have to make.
Once again, that winter policy meeting coming up on January the 26th. Well, the newest grain export sales report from USDA for the week ending of December the 24th shows that 2020 is ending on a positive note. Soybean export sales for the year surpassed analysts' expectations. Trade was looking for sales between 7 and 25 million bushels. However, the new figure passed those estimates as sales jumped 74% from the previous week to 33.7 million bushels. Export sales cancellations also rose 23% to 7.9 bushels. However, a Farm Futures article says that's not surprising because a recent run-up in the price of soybeans likely caused some price resistance among smaller buyers. Weekly export sales for 2020-2021 corn also surpassed market expectations. Forecasters were looking at a range of 19 to 39 million bushels, but USDA reported a 55% increase. Rallying corn prices caused cancellations to increase 5.1 million bushels. Wheat sales not quite as strong as those from corn and soybeans. However, they were stronger because of the weaker dollar and limited exportable supplies in the Black Sea region. Weekly total was up a third from the previous week to 19.2 million bushels. You've got farm news on Ron.
Are you looking for something unusual or hard to find? But you just might find it on HiBid.com. It's the online auction site for, well, just about everything. HiBid.com has estate sales, closeouts, liquidations, even government-seized vehicle auctions. And it's easy to bid on office furniture, antiques, sports memorabilia, restaurant equipment, motorboats, and even arcade games. You can search for items by name or just simply see where the next page takes you. Visit HiBid.com. That's HIBID.com and find what you're looking for today.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. You guys have a great new year. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.